435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. The rain has absolutely begun to pick up yet again. And it is going to be with us for a while. I'm telling you, I keep looking at the forecast, and every day that I take a look at, and I'm listening to Matt DiNardo and the whole team over at 8 News, Storm Tracker 8, and I don't see anything. Hang on a second. I'll roll. Wait a minute. I stand corrected. Monday looks like we could see some sunshine returning for a day or two. Okay, I'll take it. Gives me something to look forward to. Monday is June the 2nd. That's going to be a good day, so that'll be great. Quick reminder, you have the opportunity to support some of our friends in the Best of Richmond competition. The Richmond Times-Dispatch has the nomination category open as we speak. Again, John Burkett, CBS 6 Crime Insider, who's just with us. I nominated him as the best TV personality. I think he's a great dude. Solid reporter, honest guy. So if you want to support him, you want to support the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show, would love for you to do that. This, again, is the nomination phase. Go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. And here's a shock for you. We are once again hearing the mayor of the city of Richmond tell us you've got to boil your water, saying things like, well, we're working on it. It's all okay. We've got the school board, which is out of control. I mean, it's just craziness. And all of these disasters are leftovers from LeVar Stoney. But not to worry, LeVar Stoney today picked up the endorsement of LeVar Burton, who I don't think you could point towards Richmond. I don't think he could find Richmond on a map. But what have you. Now, that being said, as LeVar Stoney is attempting to become the Democrat nominee for lieutenant governor, we know who the nominee is on our side, or my side anyway, John Reed, who most of you know is part of this team for a long time. Now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I'm going to remind everybody, we are happy on this program to host anybody who's running for one of these statewide offices. Got to be governor, lieutenant governor, or attorney general. You betcha. Happy to have you on. John has said yes, and so we're happy to have him on. John, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you, Jeff. Didn't LeVar Burton, he hosted, what, Reading Rainbow or something on PBS back in the 80s?
That's right.
And then I guess he's been in a couple of movies. I don't know. Is that supposed to impress everybody? You can't drink water in Richmond because LeVar Stoney didn't pay any attention to the actual pipes and pumps and the functioning aspect of a major metropolitan area. But, wow, we got the Reading Rainbow guy endorsing him. That's fantastic. I love it.
There you go. My sincere hope, John, is that LeVar Burton uses some of that Hollywood money to buy everybody a couple of cases of bottled water. How appropriate, right?
Can you believe that we are back in this situation? Because this was really the linchpin moment for me where I thought, do I stay on the morning show at WRVA? It's a good job. I get to talk to you on a regular basis. Politics and Pints is fun. You know, it's a big microphone. Yeah. Or do I decide to quit the job, take a huge personal, professional, financial risk, and try to save Virginia from the Democrats who don't seem to be focused on anything that is actually making life better for Virginians. Instead, it's all this social justice warrior garbage. And when the first water crisis happened, and I drove down to the Capitol because I didn't believe it, that there was a porta toilet in front of the governor's mansion, the oldest governor's mansion in America. Mm-hmm. And there it was. And I thought, to heck with this, I've got to run because somebody has to fight back against this insanity. And here we are in late May with the same situation. And I feel bad for Danny Avila. I know he's a Democrat, and I'm not supposed to say anything nice about Democrats, but I'm still hoping that this poor guy can untangle the disastrous mess that is LeVar Stoney and the Democrat management of Richmond. It's shocking.
Yeah. I don't know. John, I am with you. I mean, this is the LeVar legacy. And anytime you turn the corner, you look at something, you go, oh, he messed that up as well, didn't he? I'm losing a little patience with the not-so-new mayor at this point. Almost 6 months in, I'm thinking you should really have your own people in place. Now, they're still going to have to manage the disaster that right. LeVar Stoney left. But let's talk about some of this, because, again, you did take a major step to say, I'm going to do some things that are more important. Look, I love this radio station. We're getting ready to celebrate 100 years. I love working with you, all that great stuff. But there are things bigger, and I would dare say more important. We take a look in Northern Virginia, where once again, we have the transgender agenda coming before common sense. Some boys in a locker room doing nothing wrong who now all of a sudden are in big trouble, right?
Oh, yeah. And guess I'm in the car right now headed to Northern Virginia, because there's a growing sentiment amongst not just Republicans, but, you know, middle of the road voters who kind of didn't want to pay attention to politics, I think, just hoped that everything would work out, who were looking at situations like this where these boys are in the locker room and a biological girl who, you know, I'm not trying to be ugly to anybody, but she's convinced herself she's a boy. And for some reason, the adults aren't acting like adults, and they're placating this delusional attitude. She shows up, and I don't know what she's thinking, being provocative, videotaping the boys on her phone in the locker room, and then they investigate the boys. I mean, this is wrong on so many levels, and I keep looking for responsible, reasonable adults to protect the rights of the citizens, to protect the innocence of children, to protect young women. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this case, it's to protect young teenage boys. I mean, you know, normally we're not really focused on that, but in this case, they're the ones who are being violated.
That's right.
And none of these Democrats up in Northern Virginia, I mean, I don't know whether it's a cult-like mentality where they're not allowed to say anything that will distract from their you know, kind of overzealous attitude towards the trans ideology, but I'm going to do it. And you know me, I've got a very unique position to speak out on these issues, given the people I've been around for 30 years of my adult life, mm-hmm. and I'm going to speak out against this. And I think there's a growing number of people who are looking for that type of leadership. It doesn't mean harming anyone or being rude to anyone. It means being reasonable and protecting the rights of all of our citizens. And that's been lost with Democrat leadership.
No doubt about it. John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. What about the school boards telling other folks, we're not interested in your opinion. Your opinion, since it differs with ours, as an example, on the trans stuff in the locker rooms, forget about it. You can't even speak out.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, I posted it on my Facebook page, and I hope everybody's following me on there, because I think it'll give you an idea of how hard I'm working to try to earn everyone's votes. Whether you listen to me on the radio or not, I'm really working hard to earn confidence and trust. But I posted the video of a young girl, an actual biological girl, who stood up before the school board up in Northern Virginia and said, you know, this is wrong, and they kept cutting her off. Because she was referring to the specific scenario that has sent so many people into, you know, understandable outrage. And I thought, once again, how can you be on the school board and have your client, and the students are one division of your clientele,
that's right,
coming to express in a very legitimate way, you know, not one of these random start stomping your feet and smashing things in the street, mm-hmm. which everyone, you know, do they try to pretend that that's legitimate protest? I mean, this person very reasonably is coming to speak to you, and they kept interrupting the girl, telling her not to reference certain things. And I thought, it's impossible. When this society is more accommodating for angry mobs in the street smashing things than it is for rational people to express themselves at a podium in front of the elected body, we've almost lost the society, and somebody's got to fight to take it back.
Well, you have entered the ring. There's no doubt about that. You are the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. We only elect three folks statewide for our state offices: governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. It seems to me we've put together a pretty good slate on our side.
I think it could be a remarkable ticket, and you know what it does is it robs the Democrats of their very, very tired, abusive, erroneous attitude that somehow Republicans are, you know, by default, racist and homophobic and xenophobic. You've got Winsome Sears, an ex-Marine. I guess you're never an ex-Marine, but a Marine from Jamaica who's been the lieutenant governor, who's been in the House of Delegates, who's running for governor. Yes, she's black. That's not the primary reason that she's the nominee, that's true. You got Jason Meares from a family that escaped communist Cuba, who's Latino. And then you've got me with the gay background, which is, I hope everybody realizes, I'm not asking you to vote for me because I'm gay. I will ask you not to not vote for me because of that. But when you look at my experience and the things that I fought for over the decades, on the radio and, quite frankly, in the halls of the Capitol in Washington, on all these campaigns, I hope people will say, hey, this is our chance in Virginia and, quite frankly, across the United States to smash the ugly things that the Democrats say about us. It's a great opportunity, and I'm hoping people are going to step up and say, let's seize this opportunity. Let's jam this back at the Democrats and show them out to be the frauds that they are.
Absolutely. John, I want people to reach out, learn more about the campaign, help out, get a sign, whatever. Remind everybody of that website, would you please?
It is johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out. You know, the last name is R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. There are issues on there. You know, some people don't put their issues because they're trying to just have happy pictures with hot dogs and kitties and cats and you know, ice cream stands.
Yep.
There's too much on the line for me to just try a campaign like that. I'm going to tackle the tough issues, and you'll see it there, and you'll see it on Facebook, and I'm really excited about it. And I have voted to nominate you for Best Afternoon Radio Show. So I just want you to know that even in absentia, Jeff, I'm on your side trying to help you win that one.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, I've been with the Reed campaign, if you will, a supporter of John Reed since you announced. Well, I think even before you announced, I said
even before you were one of the first people I told about this.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you, and we're going to continue doing everything we can to talk with you, talk about you, share that message. That is my friend John Reed. He is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I want to use this opportunity to remind everyone, if you run into the Democrats, there are six of them, seeking their party's nomination for lieutenant governor, please extend to them an invitation on behalf of me to visit this show as well. If you should encounter Abigail Spamberger, the Republican nominee for governor, by all means, extend an invitation on behalf of me to her to appear on this show. There are two people seeking the Democrat nomination for attorney general, and the same request is out there. Extend to them on my behalf an invitation to appear on this show. I don't want John to be the only one. Look, I love John, and I'm voting for John, and I voted, you know, all that stuff. But I don't want him to be the only one. There are a lot of people who have jumped into this. I want them all here. So just so you know. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.